welcome to another episode of Gorilla Brain. Today, we're going to be answering your questions, the listeners.
This fucks up my plan. This is fucking bullshit. Okay? These fucking assholes! The fuck is their problem, man?
Sean is here. He's going to be assisting. Yep. And we're going to kick this off with Cassie from Brooklyn, who sent her email in to gorillabrainent@gmail.com. And her question is, I enjoy listening to the show while taking my 16-year-old son to school. Not really sure that's good to let your child listen to us, but fair enough. Her question is, why are the episodes so far and few apart?
Life.
Life gets in the way. I work a numpty dead-end job, and I gotta pay the bills, so I work between 10 and 13 hours a day, every day, and sometimes I just don't feel like recording anything. I'm too tired or frustrated with life.
I work 24/7, all the time. A lot of work.
A lot of overtime in Sean's life. All right, so to answer your question, Cassie, it's just scheduling. It's motivation. It's a lot of different things, but we get them out when we can.
To find the we pick our subject and then do the research and then find the time where both of our schedules line up. You know, we do what we can.
Yeah. So hope that answered your question, Cassie from Brooklyn. All right. The next one is sent from Johnny B. What made you start a podcast and how hard is it to start asking for a friend? Well, you asked the question, Johnny B. What made us want to start a podcast? Honestly, we were kind of goaded into it. You know, me and Sean always talk shit on car rides and we just, somebody said, hey, you know, you should probably just record this and put it on YouTube. And we said, fuck YouTube. I thought we'd just put it in the podcast form. So apparently we're that goddamn entertaining.
Yeah, pretty much. Simple as that, really. It's just like, hey, you should do it. And then one day, bored enough, I was like, you know what, fuck it, let's do it. and there you go.
Honestly, I personally listen to a lot of podcasts, and I'm like, well, if these fucking schmoes can do it, any asshole can pick up, you know, a microphone and talk shit. Plain and simple. So why not? So I called up Sean. I said, hey, you want to come talk some shit for a couple hours? There you go. How hard is it to start?
You got the phone recorder app on your phone?
Yeah, it's relatively easy to start. Signing up for everything is one thing. Finding a host that you like, you know, it's just shit like that. It's not really that hard. Just do your research and be sure to pick the right host. Because we here at Gorilla Brain absolutely did not. We failed. I'm not going to say who our host is, but all right. anything you want to add on that one, Sean? How hard?
No, it was fairly simple. My phone rang and I answered it.
Yeah.
Bam, done.
Yeah,
easy
there it
as
is.
That.
We had tried a couple of test run episodes to kind of get a feel for it. We never published them or anything like that. They're not even in our archive anymore. I have no record of them. They were just phone calls that we did to test out software that we wanted to use, or you know, just shit like that.
Or like our deleted episode, we tried a dual recording process in an echoey ass room, and well, that whole thing got deleted.
Yeah,
I think we remade it later on. We made a better version, but
yeah, it was episode 9, randomness. We redid that episode. Not all the same questions, but we did redo it. Our next question comes from Kaita 2003. Sounds like an asshole.
Definitely.
Okay. You go to hell and have two options of eternal punishment. You can either watch Eva Marie wrestle wearing a full fur bodysuit or watch Rob Liefeld draw feet forever.
I'll take the bodysuit.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's both pretty awful. One, watching Eva Marie actually attempt to wrestle is painful enough. But Rob Liefeld That's hell in itself. I too will go with the full fur bodysuit because, I mean, if it's forever, she's eventually has to learn how to wrestle, right? I mean, practice makes perfect.
If not, it would at least be entertaining to watch her try, whereas there's nothing but sadness in the Liefeld option.
Well, let me spin it this way. I'll have an eternal episode of Botchamania at my fingertips. There we go.
That's true.
All right. So our next question comes from Jack Power. I'm going to butcher your name, son. I'm sorry. Polonis. I'm going to say Polonis. He sent his in through Facebook Messenger. Yes, these people actually stalk me and track me down on Facebook. When I say email your questions or tweet us, you fuckers find me on Facebook. Kind of creepy, but I'll take it anyway.
Even I don't find him on Facebook, and I've known him for years.
It's true. I thought about giving Sean a Facebook friend request for his birthday for the last 2 years, but I keep forgetting. So maybe for Christmas.
You never know.
You never know. Jack's question here is, your podcast is named Gorilla Brain, which appears to be a mashup of Gorilla Monsoon and Bobby Heenan. I guess he looked at our Twitter page. But there is
listen to that episode.
Yeah, or I hope he listened to the episode. He sent in a fucking question. But there isn't a single wrestling episode on your show. Why is that? I haven't gotten around to it yet. It's coming. Eventually, it's going to come. I'm waiting on another co-host. Sean's not very wrestling acute.
Sadly, no.
He can watch it. Yeah. He'll, you know, we went to WrestleMania 29. Good times, you know. But, you know, knowledge-wise, Sean's not very. Sean, who's Sergeant Slaughter?
The guy people said I used to look like.
You're right. I don't respect anybody. You know, I don't have to come up here and call people names. But I will. You slime. You greaseball. I get a kick out of calling people names. And you know why I can do it? Because I'm man enough to do it.
Fair enough. That's what we got here. So I'm going to have to find another co-host to run the wrestling show with. Sorry, Sean, you're out on that one.
It's fine. I watch the Japanese bits. The rest are fine.
You watch the Asuka clips. That's what you watch.
She has a Twitter page. I get all the wrestling I need in about 3 minutes. I get it done, you know?
So you're not a Kairi Sane fan? You're not a Sane, what are they called? What are their fans called? Sane Fiends or something like that?
I have no idea who that is.
She's the pirate princess. Come on now.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name. I only saw her the pictures you sent.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, the wrestling show will be coming in the future. I plan on it because I'm, you know, been a big wrestling fan all my life. And, you know, it'll come. Highly entertaining shit coming your way. Okay, so I got a message. Another email from Sub-Zero Fetish. What a great fucking name.
I swear that wasn't me. I didn't send that.
That sounds like your kind of guy right there. Sub-Zero Fetish. That's great. He's asking, or she, I don't know, what are your feelings on the new Dragon Ball Super Broly movie? Sean?
I like what they're doing with the trailer. I mean, obviously that's all I've seen. I haven't seen the film's not out, so I don't have a real opinion on it yet, but trailer wise, I like the fact that they fixed that dumbass origin, and it looks pretty sweet. I can't wait to see it. Might even try to go catch it in theaters in January, I believe.
Yeah, January 16th. I believe it was released this Friday. So it would be, this Friday they released it in Japan. I've heard good things from the people that have seen it in Japanese. The trailers, the first trailer was really action-packed. The second trailer was more story based. It was nice to see the Ginyu Force again, I'll tell you that much. In all their posing glory. Ginyu Force rules! Ginyu Force rules! Ginyu Force rules! Ginyu Force rules! And the newer trailer that was released the other day, it was very action heavy. I've been following it really closely. Like, I've been watching a lot of Geekdom 101 on YouTube. You know, he's very knowledgeable. He's like the man in Dragon Ball. From what he's saying and reporting, it sounds fantastic. Like, this could be a new era in Dragon Ball, and that really excites me. Because I've
liked everything Super's done, so it's been great for me.
How far did you make it in the Super? Because I know you're just watching the English dub.
Yeah, I watch the Blu-ray sets as they come out. We just finished Black. We're about to finish that. The last set ends with them shooting the big fireball at each other.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you like hit the ground, and then it cuts off like right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at the end of the Goku Black.
Okay. So you're finishing up Zamasu, is what you're getting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. They already did that whole thing.
So Sean hasn't got to the Tournament of Power. So in order to keep it from him, I can't really talk too much about it. So, but the Broly movie, it's going to take place after Tournament of Power. I'm trying to think of a way to word this to where it won't spoil anything for anybody listening.
Luckily, set 6 or 7, I can't remember, I think it's 6, comes out January. I think it comes out before the movie, so hopefully that'll work out.
I don't think you're going to get the entire Tournament of Power. I think you might get a couple episodes, but you still have to do Time Breakers.
I'm sure I'll still, I'm almost 100%, I'll still be able to watch the movie and enjoy it, so it's all good.
Yeah, you will. I think it's going to be great. I like the changes that they made to Broly. He's not just pissed off because, you know, Kakarot was a whiny baby. So I'm glad some of the changes I'm happy they took out. But I really hope that they keep in the line, I am the devil, when he blows up the moon and he's laughing his ass off. And I really hope they keep the line, I'm the devil. but I doubt they will. So I think they're going to make Broly a sympathetic, and I think they might even bring him into the Z Fighters for when they bring Super back next year. So who knows?
Should definitely be interesting. Like I said, from what I've seen, Super has been killing it, man. It might even be my favorite version. Maybe the way it's going, not counting Abridged, of course.
Oh, Abridged will always be the greatest of all Dragon Balls. Thank you, Team 4-Star. Shout out to Team 4-Star. All right, so...
They do good work. They deserve it.
They do amazing work. And I hope they do the Boo Saga very soon. Giggle.com wants to know, I have looked for Gorilla Brain on YouTube and came up with horrible music. Will Gorilla Brain ever make its way over to YouTube? You guys seem to have great personalities and I think it would transfer over to a video type show very well. Keep up the great work. So basically they're asking, are we ever going to have a YouTube show?
If we can ever get it to work.
I don't mean like putting just the audio up on the...
Like actual like vids?
Yeah. Like actually getting in front of a camera.
You never know. I mean, sadly, for anything major, we'd both have to be in the same place, and I'm not in the same state as him.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you never know. I don't see why not. Or our phones have really good cameras, so really isn't too hard to do.
It's true. I thought about getting like GoPro cams or something like that, like going bin diving and, you know, let the viewers go through the box with us. You know what I mean? I thought that'd be really cool. So they could see the struggle. Yeah. I have ideas for a YouTube stuff. At this very moment, no, I don't have any plans to go onto YouTube. Maybe at some point next year. Maybe. Possibly. And I'm sorry that there is another person named Gorilla Brain that he's like a... he's on SoundCloud too. And I'm not promoting this fucker because he has our name. But he has horrible music. So this person was right. It is horrible music.
That's depressing.
I would like to do a YouTube show, but I'm really going to wait on it because I really want to plan that one out. When we get on here, we're just talking shit, whatever. But, you know, there's a lot that goes into YouTube shows that, you know, I don't have to do here on a podcast.
Yeah, like pick out the right outfit. So, yeah, you know, a lot of stress right there.
Mm-hmm. Ashley, that's the only thing I have here. It's Ashley. For Sean, what is the best anime currently running? Now, not one that's ended, so you can't say, you know, like Bleach or Dragon Ball Z or, you know, something like that. So it has to currently be running.
Currently running? There's a couple good ones. To pick the best, because I like My Hero a lot. I'm pretty sure that one's still running. That's still going. Attack on Titan's still running. I like both of those a lot. Probably one of them two. Probably one of those two, because you got the fun side, which is the My Hero. Mm-hmm. Got a little bit of shit, but that's more fun. And then you got the not so fun, horrible shit is happening all the time one. So lighthearted, My Hero, and serious Attack on Titan. Those are my two favorites that are currently running. They're both really good.
Mm. Is Fairy Tail still running, or are they wrapping that up? There's still new episodes, right?
For you. The series is over. They did a movie that came out last year that's actually really good. It's better than the first movie. And from what I'm understanding, they're doing another series that's going to, like, finish it starting. I think it starts next year, but it might be starting in Japan, so we won't get it for, like, 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm definitely looking forward to that. Huge Fairy Tail fan.
Hmm. See, I would have said Dragon Ball Super, but it's no longer running. It's currently on hiatus or whatever you want to call it. So I'm going to have to – I know it's your question, but I'm going to step in. I'm going to say My Hero Academia. I think it has the best really look good. And the best story. You got really, really likable characters. You know, I'm really, you know, digging the overall story. Cool powers, you know, this is really cool. I dig it.
It's definitely the modern. It kind of like picks up. Like you had Fairy Tail, you had DBZ, you had a lot of the like Naruto. You had a lot of those style animes where you have a bunch of different characters with a bunch of different powers. This is like the newest long series, and I think it's really good. I like everything but the look of the hand guy. I don't like the guy with the hand on his face. It's just not my style. But everybody else is great, and I think they should keep it up. I can't wait to see where it's going to go.
Yeah, Bones does really good work. You know, kudos to them. All right. Special Eddie. I don't know if I can take your name seriously. Rob Liefeld, are you pissed yet? I'm thinking this one's aimed towards me. apparently, we have a longtime listener because – only in past episodes have I mentioned Rob the Devil Liefeld. I don't know if I'm not even sure that I can even mention him now. I think we have to dub it, right? We have to call him RL because, you know, Gorilla Brain inadvertently got pulled into a conversation because one of our listeners tried to troll Rob Liefeld into coming onto our show and talking to me. Big fucking mistake if he would have. So after a couple back and forths, I made an official statement saying that Rob Liefeld would never, ever, ever, not even if there's a fire, be on my show. Ever. I don't care how desperate I am for a guest. I will not have Rob the Devil fucking Liefeld on my show. So am I pissed? I'm always pissed when his name comes up. So, yes. Thank you, Special Eddie. You fuck. How about you, Sean? You pissed?
I'm actually greatly amused. That person amuses me. That's about it. yeah.
Yeah, he lives up to his name. Yeah, fucker. Why you got to bring up that little upcharging son of a bitch? Oh, you got a first appearance of Deadpool? Here, let me jack the price of this autograph. Oh, you got to work that. Oh, it's not Rob Liefeld licensed, so I won't fucking sign this. So fuck you, Rob Liefeld.
He won't sign it. He has to be given credit on the book, or he will not sign it. Even if you, and the weird thing is, you're already paying and standing in line. So I don't know if they post his little bullshit rules or what, but if you don't know, that means you pay, you stand in line, and you could potentially not get your book signed.
Well, that would be awfully heartbreaking if I didn't get Rob fucking Liefeld's autograph.
Well, some people are a fan of his. Well, they're a fan of Deadpool, so they kind of have to tolerate
that. Stop, stop. No, we're going to stop that shit right there. Rob Liefeld was not the creative force behind Deadpool. Do not let him fool you, okay? He maybe had 20% input. Period.
Hey, that doesn't affect me in the slightest. That's the hardcore Deadpool fans that need to add that autograph to their thing. Thankfully, to me, I like Deadpool just fine. I will never, ever, ever get that man's autograph. I could care less.
Yeah. So, you know, we're banned. Gorilla Brain is banned on Twitter by Rob Liefeld. And, and he did send me a message before he blocked me, and he said, never gonna happen. So he had to get that last word in like he's a fucking six-year-old. Fucking Rob Liefeld. This is an awful question. Moving on.
I was laughing my ass off when you told me what happened.
I really had nothing to do with it. I was the only thing I posted was he will never, ever, 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 ever be on this show. So, moving on. This question comes from How Duken. I see what you did there, you son of a bitch. I see what you did, Hadouken. That's good. His question, or her, is what is the greatest fighting game of all time?
Oh, God.
Now,
can they truly be answered?
Me and Sean were planning on doing a future episode on fighting games. We were going to do like a big, like, bazanga, you know, or a bonanza. We were going to do like a marathon, like a 4-hour marathon, just talking about fighting games. And I don't know if we should really answer this question. I mean, I feel bad not answering it.
The whole reason the episode hasn't happened is it went from a top 10 list to, can we really just talk about 10?
No,
there's so many good ones.
We went from a top 10 to a top 25 to a top 50, and then we're like, well, this could be a while. So
maybe a highlight on it. So I'm not going to answer that one for now. I will save it for the episode. But I will say, of the newest fighting games released currently, I have been playing Injustice 2 and King of Fighters 15. So as of ones released currently, I think those are your two best options, and I will say that. But ever, I'll save for that other episode.
Was it King of Fighters 14?
I thought it was 14. It's the 14. One Steelbook Atlas. Yeah, it's 14, right?
Yeah, 14.
Didn't it say 14? I thought it said 14.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. Atlas, small company. They hook you up. You get so much content in that game and a free steelbook. Treat yourself.
Are they the ones that make BlazBlue?
Are they the one that does Atlas do BlazBlue?
I think Atlas does BlazBlue. I'm pretty sure of it.
I think they do because they have a similar fighting system. Mm-hmm. But and BlazBlue is good. The one I played, I don't remember which one. There's a lot of them. If you don't believe me, go to GameStop. There's a good couple.
Mm-hmm.
But they're King of Fighters. That's literally, it's probably the best fighter. Well, maybe not the best, but one of the best on PS4 right now. It's really good.
Yeah. So we're kind of modifying the question. So we're going to do current fighters?
Yeah, just out of ones that have come out in like the last 2 years, 3 years, two, 3 years, that's what I've been. I got King of Fighters and I got Injustice 2. Go get those.
I'm going to say, like with you, King of Fighters 14, it has a huge roster. And it's really shitty because no one's playing it online. Like, once Injustice came out, everybody, like, jumped on that bandwagon. So everybody left these servers. Now there's nobody left to play online. Kind of shitty. So unless you got a friend that has it, it's kind of pointless. But we're still here, still kicking ass in the story mode, practice mode, you know, all that fun stuff. So sharpening up our skills for the next one.
And you get, there's like, what, 40? It feels like 40 characters? There's an ass load of characters in that game. I mean,
yeah, there's a bunch of classic characters, and there's a couple new ones. I can't praise the game enough. It's so balanced. I just love it. And then it's got, you know, you can do the one-on-one combat or you can do the three-on-three combat. It's whatever you want.
It's really, it's, you know, I actually enjoyed it more than the newer Mortal Kombat, the Street Fighter. Those games, they're fine. But this King of Fighters, out of nowhere, I feel like it just, they put a lot of love into it, and you can really feel it in that game.
Mm-hmm.
There is DLC, but you don't need it. There's free DLC, too, but King of Fighters, like, you feel like you're getting a complete game there. You don't need the season pass. There's so much content in there. You don't need none of that shit. So literally, I think it's only, like, right around $20 now if you don't have it.
It's 15 now.
Yeah, as I say, it's even cheaper. That's, you know, it's totally worth every bit of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely get your money's worth, especially with that huge fucking roster. There's so many characters you can get good with, get good. And I don't know, it's got a great bumping soundtrack. I love that soundtrack. It has humor in it. Like, you play the story mode, right?
I did, but I played it when I got the game.
It has
like sometime last year. I don't remember it.
It has like that real like Japanese humor. So there's a lot of dirty jokes and ass slaps and So it keeps me entertained.
Kind of stuff.
Yeah, it keeps
my
me entertained.
Kind of stuff. I love it. And one day I might even remember the character I like. I can't remember their names for shit in that game because there's so many.
Mm-hmm.
But the one, she basically plays like Ryu, so, or Ryu, depending on your thing. You find that character, that's who I play with. I don't remember her name. I think she's blue, maybe.
That does not help. That does not help me at all.
Yeah, no, it really does. next time I play the game, I will screen cap and post it. I'll tag Gorilla Brain, and the world will know, but I can't remember offhand. Or even I'll even post it on the on the Instagram.
I mean, if we can keep it into like maybe a 10-year gap, I'd say Super Street Fighter 4.
Yeah, Super Street Fighter 4, the one right before Arcade Edition, because then it became a tournament thing. But the version right before that,
yeah,
fantastic. So many characters, easily the best Street Fighter they've ever done. And I mean, I know people would say too, but take the nostalgia goggles off. Realistically. Like, that Super 4 was just, they did it. It was balanced for the most part.
Yeah.
Really, really good. Like, that, so many characters, so much content. If you got to start with that version and not start where I had to in Sadness Land. But, yeah, that was definitely really, really good option.
Yeah, you started with the original. You started with the launch.
Yeah, launch Street Fighter 4, not so much. But version before Super, you're all good.
Yeah. Okay. So moving on. The Turbo Turd. I can't make these fucking names up, people. Do you think ending the brand split, including NXT, would help WWE? So I'm thinking this is a question aimed at me.
Yeah, probably.
Do I think ending the brand split, including NXT, would help WWE? No. Because NXT is there for a reason. It's there to help talent build themselves up to be, you know, bigger stars than what they were on the indies. I mean, if you're coming in as nobody, you know, you don't really have the experience. So NXT is there for a reason. I don't think including NXT in the brand split would do anything for anybody. No, the brand split's fine the way it is. Especially if, you know, because they're doing the house shows, you know, it's just easier for the wrestlers instead of having to do, you know, double towns, you know, like, because you're traveling with Raw and SmackDown. You're doing more house shows. This takes a load off the guys, gives them time to heal. So, no, I don't think it would help at all. No. Gamer Guy 26. I have personally beat... Oh, Jesus. I just read this question. Hold on. Let me get it out. Hold on. I want to spit this out. Sean, this is probably the best question we're going to get all night. You ready?
Oh, as I'll ever be.
I have personally beaten Superman 64 numerous times. You guys are scrubs with lack of dedication. Do you even play Silver Surfer, bro?
No, I really, really don't. I'm not even insulted. I don't have any of that. I'd rather spend my life doing literally anything but both of that.
I feel like you're fucking with me, Mr. Gamer Guy. I really feel like you're fucking with me, but
you hope he's fucking with you is what you mean. You hope.
Yeah, I hope.
Hey, I tell you all the time, out there, everything you could think of that's terrible, somebody out there likes it.
So you're telling me there's somebody out there that loves the X-Men on Nintendo?
Yeah. Yeah, he probably lost, you know, that's his thing. Maybe broken to him is like the ultimate challenge. I don't know. Man, people like some weird shit. You know, I ran into a guy at my local comic shop that really likes the show Titans and, like, really likes it. I don't see how. They fucking, you know, butchered Starfire, but whatever. You know, people like different shit somehow. I think that guy's trolling you, though. There's no fucking... Nobody likes Rings that much.
I feel like I'm being trolled here. I'm thinking somebody listened to our past episodes and it's just, like, bringing up shit. Because, you know, you got people bringing out fucking Rob Liefeld and shit. Come on. Come on.
Dude, his name is Gamer Guy. He probably took the time to create one of those fake Yahoos just so he, one of those fake emails just so he could come up, just so he could troll that shit.
No, this came from, where did this come from? Oh my God, this came from AOL.
Good Lord. Somebody besides you still uses that?
Apparently our fans are just as retro as we are. Yes, at AOL, for the love of God. Okay.
So there's two of you out there.
That was a spam email. That was just like, I used that email forever and ever and ever ago, and then I stopped using it, and then that's where all my spam goes. I haven't opened it in years. I'm afraid of how many are in there. Is there a limit? Oh. Is there a limit to emails?
Yeah, I think it's a couple thousand, I think. I don't know.
Oh, we're probably way past that point.
I check my email, the one I actually use, pretty frequently. Lots of news and stuff, so.
So the question would be, do I even Silver Surfer? Yes. Actually, I bet my entire paycheck on it at work. I loaded up an emulator on the computer at work, and I said, if anybody can beat one level from this, I will give you my entire paycheck, and no, I'm not kidding. And no one ever did. What I should have done was made bets on it. That's what I should have done. I should have ran like a pool or something. I don't know.
Now, is that offer ongoing?
you gonna be that dedicated?
Well, I didn't hear you say the words no code breaker so, or Game Shark, so yeah.
Ah, shit. I'm going to end up owing you money, ain't I? Oh, well. You can't die. And that's when the game glitches. Haha.
Yeah, it would probably just self-destruct in itself.
No, it's going to Ghost and Goblins your ass. Remember, you fell in the pit and you couldn't die?
Yeah, I couldn't die. I was stuck. I can't even cheat to beat Ghost and Goblins.
Super Ghost and Goblins, just to be
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, I only dedicated time to one of the pieces of shit in that franchise. Thank you much.
So to answer your question, Gamer Guy at AOL. For the love of God, at AOL. I bet you he sent this on dial-up.
You have to.
Do you even play Silver Surfer, bro? Yes. And if it still frustrates me beyond words that I cannot beat one level. Sean can't beat a level. I'm not even sure the people that made the game can beat a level.
I don't think it can be done.
It'll probably be done by the guy that beat Battletoads blindfolded.
He did, or maybe that mathematician that can beat what was it, Mega Man 9 without taking any damage.
Yeah,
yeah, those two guys could probably do it.
Yeah, probably. So call them, Gamer Guy. Call them. I'm sure they Silver Surfer bro. God, you probably live in a basement. Okay. Okay, this one was sent from Facebook Messenger. This is Tom. Will you have sponsors for your show anytime soon? Not really up to me, Tom. Not really up to me. That's up to them. If they like what they're hearing, then send me a message. Whatever. But that's, yeah, like I said, it's not up to me. If I could, I would have, you know, me and Loot Crate would have gotten along a little better and we'd have had Loot Crate, but, you know, we didn't really have what they were looking for. So they backed out.
So, well, one day
we're going to find some stupid sons of bitches that are willing to put money into this godforsaken conversation.
One day. Hey, we're still starting out though, so we're still good. We're only, you know, what was this, 10 episodes? 9? 10? What are we up to?
This is episode 11.
11. Mm-hmm. So behind. 11 episodes. We're getting there. Maybe when we get, you know, like 50, then we'll have that sponsor.
Mm-hmm. Spankbank wants to know. I wish I could make these things up. Jesus Christ. Spankbank wants to know. My friends and I were thinking of starting a podcast after listening to your show, and we're wondering what type of equipment Ray uses for recording and editing. You really want to know how cheap I am? You really want to know how I get this golden voice across to your ears? I use my phone. We are currently talking over phones. That's it.
So technically, it only cost you right around
your phone bill.
$1,600. So
cost you around your damn phone bill.
Yeah.
I use a program. Now, this is for all our listeners that, you know, think that we use professional equipment, because our sound quality is a lot better than people that use Skype and a lot of them video calls. If you use a regular phone call, you have less of a chance of dropping a call when you're just on a phone than you would on, say, Skype. So what we have is a program called ACR. You can get it in the Google Play Store. For editing, I'm also a cheap bastard, and I use a thing called Lexus Edit Pro. And that's basically it. If you get those two things, even your ass could do a podcast. It's not a problem. Okay. So now everybody knows how fucking cheap I am. Yeah.
Hey, it works. And technically, you know, phone was pretty expensive. So
yeah. Something. Oh, yeah. And to add on to that, I have a Galaxy S9. That's it.
I actually have the Plus myself because I care enough for the listeners. I put a little extra in there. You're welcome.
John Melrose, you know, our old comic buddy John, actually sent me a message over Facebook Messenger. And he says, Spotify is my podcast source of choice, but I go out of my way to listen to you guys. Whatever happened between Ray and Spotify? Oh, it's not Ray and Spotify. It is SoundCloud and Spotify, and they don't get along. So our host is, I know I said earlier I wouldn't say who our host is. Fuck it. Our host is SoundCloud, okay? And SoundCloud will not release our content, my content, to Spotify so it can go on their network. And there's nothing really Spotify can do about it until SoundCloud releases that content, even though it's mine. So it's a back and forth thing. SoundCloud says that they'll get it resolved. It's been months. I'm still waiting. I check in with them regularly. I'll tweet them or I'll message them and they'll send me to some fucking blog site saying, hey, we're working on the issue, but nothing ever seems to move. So yeah, we're missing out on the Spotify piece of the pie. So sorry, John.
Which is a damn shame. I love Spotify. I actually use that, so.
Mm-hmm. I use Spotify. Sean uses Spotify. John apparently uses Spotify.
Because we all got taste.
But it's not Spotify's fault that they can't get the rights to our show because SoundCloud doesn't want to play ball. So.
Yeah, hopefully in maybe a year or so they'll get to it.
I would hope a lot less, but yeah, so. Like I said, I'll keep everybody updated. You know, I'd love to be on Spotify. It's the last piece of the pie. We are literally everywhere else but Spotify. And it's frustrating. It's frustrating because that's a big piece of the pie.
Yeah, I guess everyone I know uses Spotify. It's kind of like one of the most popular ones out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And they're denying, well, not them, but SoundCloud won't resolve their issues. That's all those people that don't get to hear this fine entertainment we put out for you people.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So we'll keep you guys updated. And whenever it changes, I'm sure I'll be blasting that link all over social media. So you'll know we got a victory.
And I'll be retweeting it because I'm a lazy bastard.
I know. Well, we appreciate your retweets there. Tim, through Facebook Messenger. Okay. Sorry, beer went down wrong.
Thank God you're on Facebook, man. We got a lot of Facebook fans.
Yeah, yeah. Well, some of these are actual friends of mine, but this Tim is another one that found me being a fucking stalker. A humble listener to The Kings asking, what is your favorite X-Men The Animated Series episode? Sean, you want to take this one first?
Oh, man. I thought I answered that in the question one. There was a lot I really liked.
No, you never answered the question.
You never gave
a specific episode. You gave a bunch of different episodes.
Probably, it's still tied. I'm sorry. It's either Longshot or Days of Future Past. I like both of those a lot.
Longshot, you mean Mojo Vision?
Yeah, is that what it was called? The Mojo? Yeah, the one that had all the 80s segments and they were all in the action shows and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And Jean Grey describes how machines don't like psychic power for some odd reason, even though it's never a problem again on that episode. But whatever, doesn't matter.
It was weird.
But I really liked that one because there was a lot of fun, a lot of humor and stuff. And I really liked the Days of Future Past because I really liked Nimrod. I think he was really cool designed and... Yeah, that's pretty much one of those two were really, really good.
I want to say Mojo Vision. I want to be with you on this one. But what other episode can you go word for word for word other than Night of the Sentinels?
Oh, God. I'd like to believe everybody ever can do almost word for word of goddamn Night of the Sentinels because they replayed that. It might be the only thing that can challenge Dragon Ball Z Episode 1 for most played episode of TV. It's the only thing I can think of that's that often.
Yeah, I think that's why Raditz gets such a shit rep, because we just got tired of seeing him. Not that he wasn't cool or powerful or anything like that. We just got tired of seeing his ass. So that's why they hate him.
I got tired of seeing him in previews, because it would be like, all right, next week's episode, Raditz comes to Earth. Didn't that happen like 4 years ago? Yeah, well, he's coming back. Oh, fucking Dragon Ball Z. Oh, yeah. Fucking Toonami. But, other than, oh man, watch me not think of it. Other than that one, what other one was really quotable? I mean, Dark Phoenix, that some of those I knew for a minute because I saw that, not Dark Phoenix, the regular Phoenix arc, that one a lot.
What about the episodes, what was it called? Sanctuary, I think it was called, where they all went up to Asteroid M.
Oh God!
I thought those were really cool.
Yeah, those are really good too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
yeah, we covered that in our X-Men episode back in episode 2. So if you ever want to go back and listen to that, it's in episode 2. We cover that in full.
It's still even now, even later, it's hard for me to pick an absolute favorite. There's just too many good ones.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. Let's see. We got a couple more questions here. Slick Rick Grimes. Can we get an episode on The Walking Dead? It's a possibility?
Oh, no. No.
Sean?
Yeah. I mean... I don't mind. I'm not up to date on the show. I will admit I'm still in episode. I'm still the first half of season 8. I have not finished, but I've read all the. Unless one came out in the last month or two, I'm not sure. I'm up to date on the comics, so
right.
He didn't
specify.
Yeah, I mean it's. I really like the comics, and I really like Negan in the show. The show is okay, but I like the comics a good bit. I could see down the line. I could see doing one. I mean, it's really good, you know, comic series and pretty decent TV show. So yeah, I could see it being a future episode.
Yeah, I mean that would be really cool. To do the comic and then the TV show. Maybe I don't know. It had to be a couple months down the line, but Yeah, I mean, I don't see why we couldn't do a Walking Dead episode. I mean, we're not big Deadheads or anything like that. I mean, we love the comics, sure, but we don't live and die for Walking Dead. So, I mean, I could do a whole episode on just that first TV episode because I loved it so much because it was like the comic literally coming to life. Like, it was awesome. And they, if you get the Blu-ray, you can even watch it in black and white, which made it all the more merrier.
That is really cool.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I mean, I don't see why not. I mean, we know enough.
Yeah, I would definitely say it's possible. And maybe by the time we get around to it, I'll finish watching the show.
Yeah, I'm two seasons behind. I'm usually, it's kind of like what Sean does with Dragon Ball Super, is when I buy the new season, then I'll watch it. I don't watch it on TV. So whatever's going on right now, shit, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm behind. But, you know, also with me, there's so many games and movies and shows and animes and comics and all the things I'm into in life.
Mm-hmm.
I've got stuff, so it's not hard for me to stay behind on it. You know, I got so much to fill my time.
Well, there's a lot of people that live, breathe, and die, you know, like I said, big Deadheads. And we're just, unfortunately, we're spread so thin. We don't call ourselves the kings of geek culture for no reason. We don't just specify on one thing, which is why we're not just a wrestling podcast, and we're not just a comic podcast, and we're not just a movie podcast. We're a little bit of everything, and we really stretch ourselves thin. So,
especially in the wallet department.
Yeah. Carrie296 at Gmail wants to know, what is the greatest comic arc of all time and why?
Oh, that's easy. Anything Jim Lee's ever done. His entire masterworks of life. Bam. And
anything Jim Lee has ever done.
Yeah, everything. Anything he's done that I've seen.
Wildstorm.
Even that.
Get the fuck out of here.
His Wildstorm is way better than that guy that banned you. Any Wildstorm is better than his work.
Who? Fucking RL?
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck RL.
But, in seriousness, for me anyway, everything that Jim Lee and Scott Williams, I believe is his name, that they do, like all the covers for Hush, I really like their work.
Not comic art. No. Comic arc.
Oh, story. Arc. I thought you said art. Oh, arc? Oh, that's, yeah, Wildstorm.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah, okay.
Even though I've never read an issue, but I probably don't have to. Oh man, arc. That's. I don't know, but yeah, Hush probably, right? That's arc.
Yeah. I mean, like the entire story in arc.
Yeah. I liked Hush. I liked that one a lot, and it's one of the stories I've reread a lot. So I would say that because I don't really consider Dark Knight Returns an arc. It was basically a self-contained, that it's the whole story.
No, technically that's, well, not really an arc. Yeah, I mean, it's like a story, but like.
And it's only one, it was only one book, right? No, Returns was four.
Oh, four, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if that, I mean, depends on your arc, I don't know.
Can we change, either that or Hush. Let's change the fucking question here. Sorry, Kerry. The greatest comic story of all time. There we go. Would that make it a lot better for you?
Yeah, I think that would make it easier. And for story, I hate to admit it because I'd want to say Hush, but I would probably go with Dark Knight Returns.
Mm-hmm.
That there's just something about it. It's, you know, I know there's still people out there that might even say Watchmen, but for Dark Knight Returns, even now when I read the speech about mm-hmm. Bruce Wayne not being able to hold Batman back anymore in front of the window before the bat comes through.
Yeah.
Still gives me cold chills. Even when I'm watching the animated movie, I love that bit, that story so much.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to top that. It's one of the very few things in life that lives up to the expectation. There's a reason everybody rants about that story.
Yeah, DKR had its own feel. Like, it had its own vibe. Like, there's nothing that can really touch it. The writing was superb. The art was fantastic. The story itself, you know, old Batman, you know, what does Batman do when he retires? Well, he gets back in the fucking costume is what he does.
But I'll say
that's the greatest story of all time. The greatest comic arc Okay, I will say, and as cliche as it is, because it's super duper popular right now, but I don't give a fuck about trends, the Infinity Gauntlet. I've probably read the entire Infinity Gauntlet, including subparts, multiple times. And it never gets old.
It is really, really good.
Yep. It's easy on the eyes, man. George Perez does a masterful job of his art. I love it.
One of the most iconic covers, if not the most badass comic cover of all time, honestly.
Infinity Gauntlet number one?
Yeah, number one. Number one. Very great cover. And it is the second most expensive comic I own. So there's that.
Well, yours is also a CBCS graded.
Well, yeah, I kind of cheated.
Signed by Jim Starlin.
Yes, it is. It is one of my most prized comics, probably number two. But yeah, it's hard to top Infinity Gauntlet, and I wish they would animate it, because obviously live action they'll never do the actual story. But I'd like to see it animated. Mm. I think that would be really cool. But for some reason, as far as I can tell, Marvel doesn't seem to be really into the animated thing anymore.
That's probably for the best, because DC was really kicking their ass in that.
Yeah, but I just feel like there's so many cool stories that would be cool to see, but, you know, it is what it is, I suppose.
Yeah. Sickburn. I don't know, I can't see the full fucking email. Sickburn wants to know, will there ever be any special guest on your show? Yes. There are a couple lined up right now. We're going to have Nick from Key Collector Comics. He's going to be on here. We'll be doing a one-on-one. And there's a couple more. I don't really want to give it out. I don't know if they want it out there yet, but yeah, there are people that are actually coming on. We're going to have a couple people from local comic shops. There'll be interviews at cons coming up. There will be people. It's not just always going to be me and Sean and myself. And no, there will be people on here. Do not worry.
My answer was going to be ask Ray. He handles the business side.
Yeah, Sean handles the retweets, everybody. Mr. Impact wants to know, how did you guys first hook up? Like, is that like a gay thing? Like, or is he like, how do we meet? Like, should that be worded?
It was one time behind a farm store. He offered me free coffee if I'd let him be a small spoon. That's basically it.
Don't judge me.
I never did.
Yeah. Basically me and Sean came in. I was working late nights at a convenience store, and Sean came in, and me and the person I was working with were talking about a movie, and we couldn't remember the name of the movie. So Sean leans over the counter and says, what was it? Identity?
Identity. Yeah. It was Identity.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, that's it. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of spiraled from there, and then next thing you know, I'm following him home. No, I'm not kidding. And
no. But before that, he bribed me into talking to him more, because he was kind of like, oh, you come by often? Not really. What if I sold you a copy of Resident Evil 2? And then I was like, I guess I could come on GameCube.
Yeah.
And then once I was like, oh, shit, well. Yeah, and then it led to a creepy stalking adventure, and a whole lot of time later, here we are.
We were bored and followed you home. Me and one of our listeners actually followed you home.
He is not kidding, the creepy bastard. Not kidding at all.
Yeah, well, look at us now, man. How long ago was that? This is like 2005?
Yeah, I think it was 2005.
13 years later. Aren't you glad I creeped you home? I stalked you?
I don't think I have the copy of Resident Evil 2 anymore, though.
Not so on GameCube.
Yeah, no, I don't have it. But I pre-ordered the new one, so it's full circle. But, yeah, it seemed to work out for the best. Now I'm a co-host of a podcast. I've produced video games and comics. I'm living the dream.
Yeah. Amen. God bless America. Yep.
Yeah, I'm awesome.
Well, that's going to do it for all of our questions. Thank you, everybody, for sending in your questions. Like I said, if we don't answer them on the show, we will send you a personalized message.
Yeah, you can tweet us and Instagram us. I don't know about Ray because, you know, he actually is a little busier than me life-wise, but I will respond pretty much at any – if I see it, you're going to get – it's going to get answered. So.
Yeah, only two or three of these questions actually came from Twitter, so I don't know what the fuck the problem is here. We have a Twitter.
Yeah, Twitter, you know, Instagram. You can message Ray on Facebook.
You can stalk me on Facebook. I don't exactly publicly go and say, hey, here's my Facebook. Message me anytime. No, these people just find me.
Yeah, apparently.
I shouldn't have Ray Howard creator.
it gives it away.
Yeah. Maybe I shouldn't have that in my profile either. Oh, that's got to be the guy. It lines up with his Twitter.
Yeah, right. But, yeah, I mean, there's pretty much, if you send us a message, you will get a reply. Mm-hmm. So,
in one form or another.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So, it's all good, you know. That's why we started this, to get in contact with other like-minded people. So, go to town.
Well, in reality, you know, I mean, there's other motives for starting it. You know, it wasn't just to talk shit. You know, it wasn't just to, you know, be heard. It's just, it's therapeutic in a way. Like, I'm down here in the middle of God's nowhere. You know, it gets lonely. So I call up my best friend and we talk shit and then we share it with you. You know, we don't make a dime off this show. Honestly, I pay to entertain you people. So, you know, appreciate me. No, I'm kidding.
He's not, though. If you could at least like and, you know, at least give us the like. That's all we really need.
If we can just get the like, the share, and the subscribe, that would make all the money I put out for this little shindig worth it.
Or, yeah, even more worth it, really.
Yeah, well. But we do appreciate everybody sending in their questions. It's been fun. It's been a hoot. How many people actually use that term anymore? It's been a hoot.
The people that watched that one random episode of Big Bang, I think.
Nah, fuck it. I'm bringing it back.
Yeah. Why not?
Just like Randall brought back Porch Monkey, I'm bringing back Hoot. Everything's gonna be a hoot.
You've got to. Mm-hmm. You got to. And you know, we will keep the show keep them going. I know the episode's been released sporadically, and
yeah, we're not exactly on a schedule. You know, we're not.
Yeah,
we're not like some of these professionals out there that have their shit together.
Yeah, you know, you got to you all have lives. We're two different people, and our schedules have to align, and we got to pick a topic usually. So it's
it doesn't take long to pick a topic. It's just like the right topic. Like I don't want to talk about something that's just going to cater to everybody else, which is why I don't cover like WWE pay-per-views and shit like that. I don't want to cater to a specific audience. I want everybody. I want to give a little something of everything out to everybody.
Yeah, that's one of the things I really like about the show. We cover so many topics that if this isn't for you, wait for the next one. Yeah, we'll get to next time.
Maybe it will be. You know, maybe it'll be a Dragon Ball Abridged episode next week. You know, we don't really even know until like what, 2-3 days prior.
Yeah, we have what is basically a whole ton of ideas for episodes. And then it's just whatever sparks that one, and then that one will happen, and then over the course of like 2-3 days, we'll narrow out the details, and then Sunday the episode.
Yeah, we don't exactly have a written down schedule. Like, oh, it's February 29th. Well, it looks like we're doing the Dragon Ball Abridged episode. It's not like that.
Sadly.
It should be. Shit, I'm pretty sure.
it should be, but... Yeah, especially with it getting closer to the holidays and stuff and schedule and all that stuff.
Does that mean I'm going to have you locked in my house around Christmas time, buddy?
Oh, God, I hope not. Not again. I just did that.
Tis the season.
The better couch is in the living room, so things are looking up.
Yeah, Beauty is in the living room now.
Is that what I always thought it was called? Honey, for some reason.
Is it Honey? I don't know. I thought I renamed it Beauty. Yeah, well, whatever.
I love that couch.
Yeah.
I mean, it has a bed, but who cares? You don't need it.
It has a pull-out bed that Sean never uses.
If we get enough polls, I will send pictures of Honey. I will post them on the Instagram. If you want to see that, let me know.
Yeah, if you ever want to see Sean's Honey, we'll post pictures if we get enough.
I'll do it. Next time I'm there, I will post one. It'll happen. Instagram, so keep that out. Coming on the horizon.
That's how, you know, most people do giveaways. We give away pictures of my couch.
Oh, yeah, we got to start. If the listens get up there, man, the more subscribers, when we start hitting some of the milestones, the giveaways are coming.
Oh, we're hitting milestones, no doubt. But if we get up to a certain milestone, I'll give you a picture of my toilet. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Man, as soon as we get 1 million followers, we ever hit that number, me and Ray will give away an entire short box of comics that we can't sell to other people.
Yeah, that's true too. I got like two of them ready to go.
Yeah, I got a whole bunch of random issues of stuff I've acquired and don't need, and so yeah, with enough followers, that could be your box.
Mm-hmm. All right. I think
we hit 1 million followers, though. We're going to back out because we don't want to pay for shipping. Shouldn't get their hopes up.
I think we've talked them into the next episode.
I hope so.
They want pictures of couches and TVs and door frames and all that. I think we've talked them into it.
I think you keep it up. They're going to want a virtual tour of the Ray Shack.
Yeah, I could probably give that, too. People probably want to see where all greatness is born.
That'll be your first YouTube. The first Gorilla Brain YouTube will be just the virtual tour of your house.
Virtual? Shit. I'm going to take people around with the live feed.
Oh, my. You're going to live stream your house?
Yeah.
They'd probably want to know. Maybe have a Q&A after. Really sell it.
I'm going to have a Q&A on the toilet.
Oh, my. All of these coming up, so be sure to subscribe.
Mm-hmm. Well, other than the tour of the house and the picture of my toilet and all that, I think they're good to go for the next episode. So
they got to be.
So with all the questions answered, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode. I'm Ray. This is Sean. You can catch us on Twitter, at 8BitRay, at Born2083. We're on Instagram. Use your Google machines. Tell your grandmother. I'm sure she'd fucking love us. Warn your friends. Warn everyone. And we will catch you down the line.
The future is now! Soon every American home will integrate their television, phone, and computer. You'll be able to visit the Louvre on one channel, or watch female mud wrestling on another. You can do your shopping at home, or play Mortal Kombat with a friend in Vietnam. There's no end to the possibilities!